poll, Cindy Axon's Iowa district will be major battleground in midterms. By Jacob Bliss on June 8, 2021. The last Democrat-held congressional district in Iowa, currently held by Representative Cindy Axon's, DIA, will be a major battleground district in 2022, according to a recent poll from the Coalition to Protect American Workers. The coalition that conducted the poll was created to fight on the side of American workers against attempts to increase taxes by far-left politicians, including President Joe Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Mark Short, who is former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, is a part of the coalition. Short had previously told Breitbart News the coalition's goal is to mobilize opposition to the Biden administration's tax and infrastructure plans by telling politicians in Washington to get America back on track and oppose tax hikes on American workers and stop putting roadblocks on American workers. The poll shows that radical tax increases will be hurting the Democrats if they follow through with enacting them. In this most recent poll, Republicans led Democrats in a generic ballot by 6 percentage points. The poll asked the respondents in the next election if they would vote for the unnamed Republican candidate or an unnamed Democrat candidate. 44% said they would vote Republican, while only 39% said they would vote Democrat. 17% were undecided. WHO 13 spoke with Axon, who told them she doesn't see her support for raising taxes on a small percentage of individuals and companies as a problem with most voters, regardless of the criticism from the Coalition for American Workers. She added, I'm not sure what workers they are protecting when the only tax increases are for people making more than $400,000. We don't have very many people who fall into that category in Iowa. The two-term congresswoman also said, we need to make sure that working families, middle-class families in Iowa don't get stuck with a tax bill when large corporations and the wealthiest don't pay their fair share. She emphasized, we're not raising taxes on 99% of the people in this country at all, they really should be paying their fair share. Short told WHO 13, many Democrats, if they choose to vote for these massive tax increases, you could see those seats flip. He also added that Democrats are smart to frame their taxes only the wealthy and only corporations. Short added that Axon would enjoy a head-to-head matchup when her name is used in a poll. But generic ballot has Republicans ahead in a lot of places including Cindy Axon's district. The reality is, that she candidly, performs well on a named ballot, Short noted. This poll questioned 400 likely voters in Iowa's 3rd congressional district who will likely vote in the 2022 midterm election. Respondents were contacted by a combination of cell phones and landlines, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points.